what's your go-to sushi bar in New Orleans? It might be that first place where you tried a California roll way back when, or it could be the spot that always has something different on the specials board to try. Maybe it's the sushi bar that just happens to be closest to your house, or it's the one across town where you've built a rapport with a particular chef. Whatever seals the deal for you, sushi lovers in New Orleans tend to be highly loyal to their favorite Japanese restaurant. Get a few with opposing opinions together, and it's fish on as the partisan claims and counterclaims fly about what makes one the best. Behind it all, of course, is an obsession with a restaurant niche that is everywhere around New Orleans, but still can feel a bit mysterious and exotic. Everyone wants an inside track. Well, I've had my own pecking order for New Orleans sushi bars, but I've been reassessing. Some well-known restaurants closed, namely Horinoya in Kyoto, and new players have stepped up. It only felt right and timely to hit the New Orleans sushi circuit anew. Plus, it's been pretty hot out there, and good sushi can take the edge off. The search led me from strip malls to standalone showpieces, and even to a pop-up omakase, a sushi version of a chef's tasting menu, served up at a downtown nightclub. I found freewheeling Hong Kong-style sushi at a Marrero spot called Daiwa, home of the Hello Kitty karaoke room. And I found a BYOB option at Good Time Sushi, a joint the size of a bento box in Gentilly. I visited a sushi bar synced to the Oak Street nightlife at Chiba, where strawberries and blueberries make cameos in the sushi rolls. And I took apart a gorgeous bowl of mixed chirashi sushi at Origami on Ferret Street. For a low-key, quick-hit sushi fix, I found Osaka, a hole in the wall next to the dilapidated landmark of the old Daiquiri Island Jeep on Earhart Boulevard. At the opposite end of the spectrum, I puzzled over rolls dusted with graham cracker crumbs and Doritos at Tsunami, a high-end sushi bar in the CBD. At Rakansaki, I pondered how sashimi ever got paired with foie gras mousse and vanilla-scented fig sauce, and then I marveled over the less dressy rolls served beside it. In the end, I narrowed my list of all-star sushi bars down to three that stood out for their range, robust specials, and consistency. There's Megumi on the North Shore, then Kano in Fat City, the closest thing we have around here to a true chef-led sushi bar. And finally, the top cut for me, Shogun, the area's oldest sushi bar and still a bustling den of Japanese flavor. Well, those are my picks anyway, and you know I'm putting it lightly when I say there's room for debate. People are passionate about restaurants in this town, sushi bars included, and they feel strongly about their favorites. So even when we're talking about raw fish, you know the conversation will get heated. You can see my top sushi picks, if only to rail against them, and of course, learn more at wwno.org.